30 20 5 4 3 2 1
Ignition sequence start.
This is just the beginning.
Are you ready?
Here comes the best part.
1 2 3
Go. Life Matters, a five-time winner of the best morning show in Wisconsin, hosted by Nancy Douglas and Tom Giovannone.
All of you, get ready.
Life Matters begins on Lake 96.1.
Holy smokes.
Yeah.
Rough week.
No kidding.
Rough week. Two legends.
Yeah.
Ozzy Osbourne and Hulk Hogan in the same week. Somebody else died last week, too. Oh, Theo. Malcolm Jamal Warner.
Oh, that's right. He drowned.
So three.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Comes
I don't think
threes.
We'll ever know the whole story about that one. He got sucked under, but
yeah, it sounded
there was
like
another
was...
person with him that's in critical condition, and his daughter was there. And
oh, I didn't hear
so
all
I'm
that.
So I'm not sure exactly.
What I had heard, it sounded like it was just one of those
he got
horrible accidents.
Under. Yeah. I'm sure. I mean, like the, what is it, the rip current? Is that
what
they call it or
something?
Yeah, the rip
tide pulled
him out. Yeah. But, and then Ozzy, okay, he just performed.
Well, you know
Thank
what? What a
God.
Way to go.
Right.
And they donated $190 million off of that concert.
Oh, yeah.
That is just over the top.
Right, right.
You know, again, what a way to go. A rock legend.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Black Sabbath started heavy metal.
Right. Yeah.
Phenomenal. I have been a Black Sabbath fan my entire life. My aunt, my mom's youngest sister, was living with us, and I got turned on to Black Sabbath when I was in, like, 6th, 7th grade, you know, mid-70s.
I'm sure your parents were proud of that.
Well, maybe not so much. But yeah, no, I always liked Black Sabbath.
Yeah, that was, there's some of the videos of that last concert, mm-hmm. his last performances, and his very last performance, and it was incredible. What I mean? That's why he did it. I haven't read what exactly his problems were, issues were, because it doesn't matter.
No, it
to
doesn't.
Me, right? And so, but I'm glad that he didn't like suffer, kind of thing, you know,
right.
like. But and then Hulk Hogan, hello.
Yeah, I don't.
What the heck?
I didn't think
71
he was
years
suffering
old.
Or anything.
Yeah,
but you know. And I don't mean this in a rude way, but those guys, the WWF guys, they put so much stuff into their body to get to where they're at athletically, and they beat the living daylights out of themselves and each other. And, you know, you can say it's choreographed. I have no doubt it is, but look at what they're doing.
Right.
You can't tell me they're not getting hurt.
Right.
That's
I mean, they
brutal
beat themselves
the
silly inside and out.
Yeah.
Right. Right.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So, yeah, that was...
But Ozzy, that one hurts.
Well, that was tough.
Yep.
That was tough.
And they said it was amazing that he was able to do what he did in those final shows because
right.
he couldn't hardly do anything.
No.
You know, so you know he put everything into it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and it'll be interesting to see. Sharon Osbourne has become a very, I don't know if credible is the word, definitely a popular, you know, person making the talk show round kind mm-hmm. of things. You know, she's been on several of them and as hosts and everything. And she is a very good, compassionate, intelligent speaker. And so it will be interesting to see where she also go, like if she continues with some of that positive energy that she spreads.
Right.
So, yeah. So it's, but you talk about one hell of a life.
Oh, yeah.
She and him, that they had.
Well,
woo.
Look what he, well, they did.
Right.
You know,
he was
in pits of despair when she got him,
yep.
got his contract, and she brought him back from the dead.
Right. For
literally.
Sure.
And then they were the first, and the title is escaping me, but they were the first family reality show.
Yes.
And by far the best. It seemed to me that they were the most realistic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they set the bar for everybody else.
Right.
Yeah, they've done a lot of really good things as a couple. He's
right.
done a lot of crazy things as a guy, but
right.
that's
Remember,
Ozzy.
I only have one crazy thing that stuck in my head because it was when I was old enough to start going to these concerts and stuff. And
The bat.
But I'm not sure that ever really happened. Did it really happen?
I
don't think
believe
it really happened.
it was a lot of hype. I don't know for sure.
Yeah, I don't think it really happened.
You know, it That's depends disgusting. On who you ask. The Alamo, right. That happened.
That happened, yeah.
Yeah, the people. I was in Texas when that happened. Yeah. I was at Fort Hood, and that state was mad.
Right.
And rightfully so.
Yeah.
That's a sacred place.
Right.
But
so, yeah, I mean, he brought a lot of history to music, and he has been, for sure.
Yep.
They were the pioneers of hard rock.
Yes.
Metal.
Absolutely.
All of it, yeah. So, so really quick, I also want to talk about something else. We're going to switch a little bit to the political realm here. We've got Beth from the Bottle Shop. She's coming in. They're getting ready to celebrate their birthday for Bottle Shop. They're 10-year old.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
Old. And her own personal birthday, by the way.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
So that's really going to be fun.
Yeah. So she's going to talk to us all about what's going on with Bottle Shop. But first, I want to talk about something else. John Fetterman is a senator. He's a Democratic senator. And this man has more common sense than any other congressional member that has a D behind their name. I don't care what, you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. He gets it. So one of the things that the government would, or some of the people in the government would like to do is go to a cashless society where you use cards for everything. And not only is that not realistic, but quite frankly, it's inconvenient.
It's scary.
It's restrictive.
Mm-hmm.
If you're paying with a card, that means everything is tracked.
Right. Easily
everything,
victimized.
Right. So it can be stolen. It can be, not the cash can't be, but whatever.
Well,
the numbers
are
far easier to steal than cash off somebody's body.
Right. And Big Brother's watching everything that
exactly.
you do.
Exactly. So this is what he said. He said that every small business owner, working class American, and financial realist should take note. So here's what he says. As a financial planner and entrepreneur, I've seen how pushing the U.S. toward a fully cashless society just doesn't inconvenience people. It hurts them. It widens the wealth gap. It excludes millions from daily commerce and puts Main Street businesses at a competitive disadvantage. It's simple. Money is legal tender. If you accept money, you have to accept all money. So I love the way he stands up for average Americans, small businesses. Again, you know, the financial people, they know that this isn't realistic and that,
right.
I am constantly pleasantly surprised by his down-to-earth common sense views, and I wonder how long he's going to stay a Democrat. I'm just saying.
Well, I think it's kind of cool that he actually is representing his people.
Right.
You know, he's not representing himself. He's thinking for them.
Right.
And I just clicked into my head, representative.
Oh.
He is a representative of his people. But that's the cool thing.
Yeah.
You know, he's thinking about them way more than himself.
Right.
So.
Right. And that's exactly right. It's one of those issues that should be a bipartisan issue. This should be dealt with common sense and realism.
Right.
And that's exactly what he says.
Mm-hmm.
But so many things that are so easily solved, or you know, just things that the government should stay out of and stay in their own lane, this is one of them.
Right.
And he's just speaking on the side of, like you said, pretty much every small business in the country.
Because most of the times, in my experience, cash is more convenient anyways.
Absolutely.
As long as the kid behind the counter can count.
Well.
We got to teach them that in school again.
Right.
But it's a lot easier to do. And one thing that I always think of is on the back of the $1 bill, it says, "In God we trust."
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't say who's God. It says God.
Right.
So whoever your God is, that's who we trust. Use the cash.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. So, it's never going to be a cashless society. I will tell you this. Country Thunder last weekend was cashless.
It was a cashless society?
It was a cashless society. You had to take your money and put it on a card.
Oh, really?
We never got any answers about if you put $200 on the card and you only spend $100, how do you get your $100 back? We never got any real answers on that, and I have no idea. But I can tell you that it was not convenient.
No, that sounds bad.
Right. And the people who were having to take the cards, you know, at the beer carts and things like that were not fans. Because the internet service, which is what you have to use,
right,
in a bowl, thank you very much, which is what Country Thunder is. It's a big bowl, is not healthy. We'll put it that way. So
big mud bowl.
Yeah. And so, well, it was last week. So, they were not fans of the cashless.
How do you get tips? You know,
on the thing you can push, but yeah, it's, but
really, if I hand somebody
you can leave a cash tip,
a $10 bill for an $8 beer, and I walk away, they just got a $2 tip.
Right.
If I'm scanning a card, I really don't want to stand around and decide what percent tip I want to give.
Right. Oh, no, it
I'm
gives you options.
Away. No, I know that, but it's just another step in the process,
right,
of buying a beer.
Right.
I just want to buy the beer.
Right.
Yeah.
Big mistake. I know. It'll be interesting to see if they stick with that plan. I can see trying it. I understand, you know, safety, all those kind of issues, but it'll be interesting to see if they stick with that.
Yeah, well, you bring up valid points. What if you don't use it all?
Right.
I'm sure it's gone.
No, they can't do that. I don't think.
But they can make getting
it
back very difficult.
Do you? Yeah, we never found out because we just used our cards. We didn't.
Interesting.
Yeah. So anyway, Beth. Speaking of a card,
oh,
a little
nice
cutie.
Segue. Yeah, like it.
She is outside the door as we speak, and she's going to come in and talk about her birthday party / anniversary party for the bottle shop. So that's coming up next right here on Lake 96.1.
Life Matters continues on Lake 96.1.
Oh my gosh. Welcome back to Life Matters. How about we ask her all the questions when we have...
There's some good questions to be asked.
Commercials
here
are over.
I'm kind of getting excited about this.
I have lots of answers.
Beth Tumas from the Bottle Shop joins us. Although, it's tough for me to remember your last name.
Why?
I think you should just legally be Beth from the Bottle Shop.
I like that idea. When I got my second divorce.
Your last name then.
It could be. When I got my second divorce, I just wanted to be like Cher and just be known as
Beth.
Right,
right. Yeah.
Well, it works. I mean, that's how everybody knows.
That's how we know you. Yeah. So, yeah. You could just say that's what you
I'm Beth.
It's Beth. Beth
it's
who,
just
from
Beth.
The Bottle Shop.
We know Beth.
Yeah.
It's like Norm.
Beth.
So anyway, I can't believe that you have been here for 10 years with the Bottle Shop.
Isn't that amazing?
I mean, I don't feel like it's been 10 years. It's because it's flying by and you don't either.
No.
But it's amazing. And the growth and all of that. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. And so you're having a decade party.
Right, because there's a lot of things happening.
Lots of things.
Decade related.
And it's your birthday.
It's going to be my birthday.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And she's 40, just
ish.
So people know.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. We don't judge. So, yeah, but... this is incredible. So, like, this is like a four-page schedule of stuff going on at the Bottle Shop. So, it's August 22nd and 23rd at the Bottle Shop. It's a Friday and Saturday. You've got all kinds of stuff. So, you just kind of lead us. What is the most important thing happening for you on these days? Like, your favorite thing or the, like, just tell me how you came up with all of these things. And
well, just like when people come in, Nancy, and ask me what my favorite wine is at the shop, I can't decide.
Right.
I have to go through each row.
Right.
So I would have to say, because here I am on 96.1, I love it that the radio station is going to be there 2 days giving away fun giveaways. Plus, I'm adding to some of the giveaways that we're giving.
Sweet.
And it's just going to be amazing. We're going to have a photo booth, you know, like when you go to a wedding and you have that. So T-Tunes is going to be there with a photo booth on Friday.
Can we backtrack really quick? Because I do have to say this. When we get requests for live broadcasts, you know, we kind of put them out there and see who wants to. Mike Mason refused to even tell anybody else that this request was in.
He booked a hotel, too.
He's here. Mm-hmm. He's staying at a hotel. Yeah. He's there the next day. His wife, Kara, will be with him. They're just like, oh, Bottle Shop, that's ours.
But Tessa's also coming.
Oh, Tessa
Aaron's
will be
coming.
Here. Absolutely.
Yeah. We'll have to stop in to check on him and make sure everybody's okay.
Yeah, we'll stop
what
in.
What do you mean stop in?
Right.
I set up a cat.
But he loves your plate. I mean,
I just love
down,
what he does for me too.
Yeah, he does love mm-hmm, it. Well, mm-hmm. and your segments with him and stuff, like he's a big fan.
And we're gonna have Gary Theater because we timed it so that Gary yes. Theater will be from the broadcast. Won't that be fun?
That is funny. Gary.
That'd be cool.
I'm not sure we should let Gary in the wine shop though. So
no.
Yeah, he might have to be on the phone. Gary. Oh.
Yeah.
Gary the intern.
It's a party.
Well, have you met Gary?
No.
Yeah. Okay. So anyway, all right. So
Tom's a morning guy.
Right. So continue on.
So we just have a whole 2-day festival of events because there's a lot to celebrate with 10 years. And a lot of businesses in town have recently or are currently celebrating the 10 years. But I think that, and everyone's done a great party, but, you know, I like to do things a little different and a little bit, I'm not going to say extravagant, but a little bit over the top.
No.
Well, you might as well keep doing it.
Right.
What?
Yeah. Right.
Right. Over the top. No
right.
way.
So,
can I just say, I don't know if there is a better breakfast or brunch than mimosas and cupcakes.
I think so.
I mean, seriously.
Right. So that's when Visit Lake Geneva will be there.
Mm-hmm.
So that we'll do a new ribbon cutting because we should celebrate 10 years.
Absolutely.
Not everybody makes 10 years.
No, for
you know?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. And it's hard, as you know, owning a business, too. It's not easy.
No, it is not.
And so we celebrate all of our successes. And so we're going to have the chamber there, Visit Lake Geneva there, with mimosa and cupcakes.
Mm-hmm.
And then in addition to that, after that, we go into some games. So we're going to have some random games set up.
Okay.
Like, for example, this is one that one of my customers came to me, Roberta, and she said, Beth, we need a life-size cutout of you.
Well, everybody does.
Well, I think so. They're going to go. It'll be on display with the rest of them in my annex.
Beth on display.
It is.
But and the life-size cutout.
Life-size cutout. My hair was really cute. Roberta did it.
Sweet.
And I'm holding a wine glass. It's a real wine glass that's affixed to the cardboard cutout.
Okay.
And what's going to happen is you're going to pay a couple dollars to play the game to win a prize. So when you hit the ping pong ball into the wine glass, you win a prize.
Nice.
Nice.
And then we have another one. It's
kind of like a warm-up for the Walworth County Fair.
Right.
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 Perfect.
Yeah, because it's next weekend. So then what happens is we have a big 8-top table that was in the shop when I bought the shop.
Okay.
So we're converting that to, it's kind of like a horse game. So there will be different, like a big game board.
Right.
And there will be different things that happens with wine. Like you spilt wine on your shirt. Not necessarily right then and there. But
so
then
you
you'll
roll
move,
dice
forward.
And move forward.
You'll
okay,
move forward okay. if it's pertaining to you.
Hmm.
And so again, you'll pay to do this.
I see.
And
okay.
then whoever finishes the race will win the prize associated with that game.
Sweet.
And so
oh, that's
people,
fun.
8 people can play at a time.
At a time, yeah.
We also will have ongoing wine bingo in the theater. And cool. there's a schedule of events because... You know, we want to make sure the room is full so that we get some good
prizes. Well,
then
you kind of
got
to control the chaos, too.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And who doesn't like wine bingo?
Right.
I don't know. No one.
I don't
nobody that I know.
Yeah.
And then I know this is a stretch, but I've been accumulating corks and saving them into a big a bucket. I know. Oh, well, people come in and they drink some wine. And then I
and
save
that
the cork.
Wine is corked, huh?
Cork. Mm-hmm.
And so we have to guess the corks?
Guess the corks to win a prize.
Ah, okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
So that'll be fun. So and so what's happening is we are charging for some of these events.
Mm-hmm.
And we're giving the money back to a charity that's near and dear to me. It's called Savage Support. And she is one of my wine reps who survived breast cancer and then wanted to help other women in their journey of breast cancer.
Right.
And so it's a small local charity
mm-hmm.
who provides a mentor and a stipend to people, including people in our local area, including one of my girls that works for me. And so we need to give Deanna money back so that she can continue to help people, men and women, who are affected with breast cancer.
That's awesome.
And she'll be there part of the day to also to talk about her organization.
And, you know, I think that the big guys have struggled mm-hmm. recently because we have all figured out that when we give to a local charity, we watch where that money goes.
And that's very important.
Uh-huh. And it doesn't, like, even the United Way of Walworth County, you can still see exactly where that all that money's going.
Yep.
Or you give directly to something like, you know, like this. Mm-hmm. And but Savage Support, first of all, I had never heard of them. So I'm glad that you're coming on and talking about it.
Thank you.
Because we need to know about these smaller charities. And the, and it's not, it might be a smaller local charity, but what they do is huge.
Right.
I mean, that is incredible what they do. So and it's not just support. So talk about the kind of support real quick.
Well,
because you said a few things to us.
Sure. So Deanna, the creator of this, she has a board of directors that helps run the organization. They have a beautiful website, mm-hmm. savagesupport.org, and you can just make a donation or you can see other events that they have going on. So she actually set somebody up with a mentor that has a similar cancer to that person, because not all cancers are the same.
No.
I've learned.
Cause sure.
Unfortunately, we all know somebody affected.
Right.
Absolutely.
You know? And so she sets you up with a mentor. Some of the other services are maybe she pays for a monthly massage, or maybe you need groceries, or maybe you just need gas money to
right.
get to your
just
appointments.
A little help along the way.
Right. Right. So it's not that they come in and just give you a Visa card and have a good time, but it's a donation with a purpose.
Right.
You
right.
know?
Well,
you know,
the mentor is huge. I mean, having
right.
somebody that's been through it and that can
yeah.
help guide you through it.
I've never heard of an organization doing that.
Genius.
Yeah.
That's
right.
genius.
Yeah. Exactly.
But, you know, we all learned, I think, a lot about the hidden needs of people who have, you know, serious illnesses and serious injuries from Blanche.
Yeah.
We didn't realize.
The behind the scenes
stuff.
You
know, right. Like all the things, you know, Angela, gas money to get back and forth to the hospitals in Milwaukee and his appointments and all that kind of stuff. Somebody to cut the grass. Somebody to do this. Somebody to do that.
Well,
right.
In the house needs. Just
in the house.
Adjusting the house.
And that's need.
She would pay for, that's one of
right.
Savage Support would pay for someone to clean the house.
Right. So we learned a lot about that hidden stuff that you don't realize. Your household literally stops
yeah.
for the entire duration of the lengthy periods of treatment. And
yep.
so it's incredible that it's cool that that's what she does. But again, it takes experiencing it to know what other people need.
Right. And I am blessed, Nancy. So I feel that, you know, sure, we could just make this a party and have fun with it. However, let's bring some social needs to the table also.
Right.
In a beautiful venue.
Right.
Two things at once. You're celebrating your 10 years of success, but you're also supporting the community like you have been every year that you've been there.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So it just works. But I have one question that you have not covered.
Oh, boy.
And I've been waiting patiently to ask it.
Oh, boy.
But explain to us what the wine glass race is, because I have a racing background.
Okay.
So I'm very interested in this, because it's kind of twofold for me, racing and hydration, which is very important for
right.
both. You know.
So this is the one where the 8-top table is going to be set up as a game board.
Okay.
And there's different things that happen with a wine glass. Maybe you broke one. So that's one of the cards.
That's that game.
Yeah.
Okay.
So everybody's stationed in front of a thing. So you get to move forward. You get to move forward. And if that pertains to you.
Right. Do you roll
Got
the
it.
Dice to start? How do you?
Well, my friend, again, Roberta, she used to do things down in Chicago for a big TV station down there.
Mm-hmm.
So she's got all these ideas.
Yeah.
So we were drinking wine and I said, okay.
That's the best time to come up with ideas.
Well,
so
yeah.
She's kind of like the orchestrator.
The liquid motivator.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Way to go, Roberta.
Yeah. So she's listening and she's like, oh, geez.
So Cole Brandt.
Cole Brandt is our music on Friday night.
He plays a lot.
He plays a lot.
Yeah.
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 I give him 3 days a month. Memorial Day, because remember, we do live music 7 days a week.
Right.
Only place in town, in the area.
Right.
Live music 7 days a week.
Right.
So Cole plays 3 times. And now with our new sound system, you hear it throughout the whole shop.
You
nice.
Probably add into in the coolest beer garden, wine garden, whatever.
I think so, too.
In
it's
the
not,
city.
It's not been cool this week, though.
Oh, God.
Well, no. The heat. I mean, you can't control
Nothing
that.
Nothing has but been cool this
talk
week.
Talk about sitting down and relaxing in a place. Yeah, it's
Well, and
it's
like
very
this
nice
morning when they finish listening to the show, they can go back and listen to music and then also have the $6 Bloodies and Mimosas.
Doesn't everybody?
I know. Well,
I know. Like,
music's 10 till 1 and then also 2 to 5 today.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. So wait a minute. So who's playing today? Let me. Is it still Cole? Wait.
Well, that'll be in August. So
you're
then,
looking at the schedule for
Friday on the 23rd. Oh, the 22nd is Cole Brandt, and then on the 23rd we DNA.
I'm losing my mind. Sorry. I'm
you've had a busy
Saturday,
week.
Sunday.
No,
yeah.
Yeah, no, you're good. Yeah. We're good.
Yeah. So on Friday we have Cole Brandt of the 22nd of August, and on the 23rd we have DNA, who
DNA, there it is.
Yep, they're two of our favorite bands, although we love everybody, and they just. They're the ones that I book first in January when I book all the music.
Aw.
And so DNA comes with some great bad jokes.
Aw.
Bad dad jokes.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
That's right down our alley.
Nice.
Two brothers, Don
Tom
and
will
Al.
Be there.
DNA.
Don and Al. Got it. Mm-hmm. All right. Tricky.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Tricky. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nice.
That's funny. Talk to me about the tasting with Dirty Monkey.
So Dirty
Monkey.
What
is Dirty Monkey?
Sure. It's a peanut butter chocolate whiskey. We make it as, not chocolate. It's peanut butter.
Just peanut butter whiskey?
Peanut butter whiskey.
So then we add it with a raspberry liqueur, and it tastes just like a peanut butter and jelly sandwich in your glass.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
like you need help
with
that.
As weird as it sounds, I got to try it. I'm not big on the peanut butter whiskey, stuff like that, but you got to try it. I mean, if it tastes like a sandwich, what better for lunch?
I know.
Can we go down a side road for a second?
Like I got another lunch? Side road when you're done.
Uh-huh. My assistant here, Erin, is totally into this dill. She does the dill
it's
pickle.
It's huge.
Dill pickle shots.
All of them.
Eh. Eh.
If
I want a pickle, I'll eat a pickle.
Right.
I don't need to drink the juice.
It's called Wicked Pickle. We offer
that. Is
that
what it is?
Yeah. Okay. Well, there's a bunch now.
Okay.
They're in a peanut butter. No, a beer. There's a dill pickle beer. That just.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. As you were saying it was churning already.
If you didn't see that on the radio, it was not.
I felt it.
Right.
Okay.
Another fork in the road. With the mimosas in the morning, can we substitute a little lake juice?
Oh, absolutely. You are a fan of that one.
See, I'm in for that.
Uh-huh.
Oh, love the lake juice.
The lake juice.
And loves the lake juice.
I don't know if you got the message, but I stopped down a few weeks ago and I got a couple of your CBD THC drinks.
Oh, what'd you think?
Wow.
Oh.
Yeah, not to be out with those.
Oh.
No, those
really?
Are enjoy quietness.
Yeah, there's a couple that are not a joke.
Well, and we're also, there's spirits with the cannabis.
Mm-hmm.
So like, let's say you wanted an old fashioned, but not with brandy, you could put the cannabis in there.
Really?
Yeah.
They didn't taste bad, you know, and the lower percentage, like the 5% and 10% weren't that big of a deal.
Okay.
You know, you didn't feel much like drinking a beer, but I don't remember the names of them. I should have wrote them down, but the one that's 25%. Yeah, that is sit down before you drink.
Yeah.
Whoa.
And I'm not calling you out on it, but it depends on your tolerance.
Right.
Well, yeah.
Oh, I'm sure he has a very low tolerance for that stuff.
Well, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whiskey I can drink. Beer I can drink. But
right.
That was.
But and you don't know.
I wanted to try it, so I knew.
Yeah.
So I got it.
Thank you.
And I drank it at home. I got one of each. And it took me, I don't know, a couple weeks to get through them because it was like a goal.
And, you know, after you were here last and you talked about those drinks.
Sure.
I don't know. You know, Big Brother's always listening. I saw several articles about how it's affecting alcohol sales.
It is.
Yeah. And so, I mean, has that changed? Are you seeing even more of a difference? Like summertime, does that make a difference? Or do you think that's just going to be a trend for a while?
I think people are just curious.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, as Tom just mentioned, curious. But on the other hand, I don't partake because I don't like what that does to my body and my mind.
Right.
You know, I'd rather have the wine instead. But I think there's still people that are drinking the wine, maybe because I focus on the wine.
Sure.
And the spirits that I'm not seeing as much of it. But we probably have 20 options of CBD options.
Right.
Which
is
a lot.
It's a lot more than
you know, and we just added gummies.
But you know, if you didn't, if it wasn't selling, you wouldn't have it.
Right.
So it's not like you have it in there because you're just trying some trend. I mean, and the thing is that, you know, I don't care what anybody says. If you look and you believe, the medicinal purposes for some of these things are not a joke. And so, you know, I see the use.
Mm-hmm.
I what?
It's not a joke.
It's not a joke.
It works.
Right. That's what, I mean, it does. And for instance, people with cancer.
Right.
Okay. They don't want to eat. This right. makes them want to eat. It well, literally it also, does. I mean, and you joke about, right. oh, you know, sell that and then Doritos next to it. That's not a joke.
No.
Some people, it calms the nausea.
Right. And it's not so like you're selling bags of dope. This
right,
is, this
right.
is controlled. And
it's, yeah.
And it works. It calms your stomach down. I have yeah. friends that have been through chemo and they're like, you know, like it or not, it works.
Yeah.
I'm able to eat. It calms me down. Mm-hmm. It kind of soothes. It definitely takes pain away.
Well, and going back to that, people go to doctors who are pain management doctors.
Right.
And so by doing this, you know, maybe
right.
you don't need as much. I'm not a fan of the chemicals in the body anyway.
Me neither. I'm not right. a big pill taker.
No.
Nope.
No.
Nope. Nope. Even when I had my kidney out, they're like, here, you can have this prescription or that prescription. I was like,
right.
can I take Advil?
Right.
Like, can I take ibuprofen?
Right.
I mean, it's just,
something lower.
I just didn't, it right. just, I just didn't need any of that. I just hate it.
But,
I just hate it.
But with all this in mind, and I got to throw it out there because if you're not ready for it, it can be scary the way you react to it. This is not something you're going to drink one and drive home.
Right.
Take it home. Try it there.
Right.
Okay. Don't be silly about it. It's legal. Enjoy it. But don't be dumb.
Right.
You know, don't get in a car. Don't be doing things you shouldn't be doing.
Right.
Especially, Tom, like you say, you don't know how your body's going
right.
to react.
And those bigger percentage ones, I'm telling you, it's no joke.
Well, we had a lady who had never tried anything like that. She tried one. I don't know if I shared this last time. And she got a 10 milligram, and she was done.
Yeah.
Oh, I believe it.
And it'll last in your system for about 45 minutes.
Or longer on the
yeah,
heavier,
yeah, right.
on the heavier
right.
doses. Yeah.
And so, and I mean, it was. It
what
was,
campfire did I miss that this all happened? Just hold on a minute.
I
missed
will claim
that
no
campfire.
Knowledge.
That stinks.
Well,
anyway.
I saved the 25 for last. I started with the 5 and built my way up. And it was one of those days. I can't remember what I was doing, but my body was broken. I was like, today's the day. So I slowly drank. It probably took me a half an hour to drink the can. And we're watching TV. Well, it could be. It's just not a good idea. But I was sitting next to Amy, and I looked at her, and I went, wow, this is no joke. It really took hold and mellowed me out, but the pain went away. I wasn't hurting anymore.
And it was fine.
It was fine, but as far as functioning, there really wasn't much that I
then.
Could be doing. Oh,
no.
God, no. No, I would never. I wouldn't get near my bike.
Right. No, you have to be safe or do projects around the house.
I didn't do anything. I just sat there and let the pain go away. that's the thing with it. You, especially when it's something foreign, like you said, you
yeah.
don't have any tolerance or you've never tried anything like that before. It should be like, you know, my opinion, the afternoon, the end of the night,
yeah.
whatever. Where you're not going to be doing anything.
Right.
You're just
going
to be sitting down and relaxing. That's the time to try it. And I'm telling you, it works.
I love it.
It definitely works.
Well, he's also seriously considering it today because I've already had him at my house helping me this morning. Drilling and it
was early.
And it was early. It was before the show.
You know,
show,
everything was fine until she stabbed me with the screwdriver.
Okay, we're not talking about that.
I didn't
stab
it.
So you know what else is exciting?
Yes.
The caricature artist that's going to be
at
the decade party on that Saturday.
So that is, people think that is so cool, and I do too.
Awesome.
He's done a couple of me.
Yeah.
And so it'll be a nominal fee so that we can give money back to Savage Support.
So is he an interview guy? He talks to you for a little bit, asks you stuff about you, and then throws one together?
They do these caricatures so fast. They sit down and...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So he actually did my dogs at one point. So we sat with treats above them so Hank and Fred would sit still.
Uh-huh.
So we sat with treats so that the boys sat there, and they did for 8 minutes, so he could get that done.
Oh, my gosh.
It's amazing. So bring your people in, bring you in. It makes a great... Christmas gift, because it's not too early to start thinking of Christmas. You know, maybe you want that for your friend or a family or...
At Ty's, my husband's mom and dad's 50th anniversary party, we had a caricature artist. And so they did all of the family, all the separate families, and then Ty's mom and dad. And then we took those back and scanned them in and made a collage.
How
so
cool.
All the family, you know, and then framed it for them later. But everybody thought that was so cool. Like, I mean,
they are.
Everybody got their picture done. It was. And everybody still has them, right?
Yeah.
And you don't see them everywhere. You know, unless you're going to the fairs, you don't see the caricature artists.
Right.
So you can see them right there at the bottle shop on the 23rd of August.
Cool. What time is that?
You'd have to look at that schedule.
I have a schedule.
The schedule will be posted as soon as I finalize it on our website.
He's going to be there Saturday at 1. I know that.
So 1 to 4.
1 to 4.
Yep.
And then the photo booth will be there Friday.
Oh, they're not much. $15.
Right. Per person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's easy.
That's, yeah.
So,
that's awesome.
All right, let's see. We covered that.
I know, there's a lot.
There's a lot of drawings and door prizes and things like that. How are you doing that?
So
just get a ticket when you come in?
Yep, get a ticket in, and then we'll just keep picking names, because with my new sound system, I have a cordless microphone. We can talk all day long.
You can walk around and show off your wine.
You're going to be like me. I never met a microphone I didn't like.
We fight over in microphones if we were in the same place.
We would.
Yeah, that's why we each have our own right now.
Yeah, we have our own. Yeah.
When you said at the beginning of the show you don't know which wine you like,
yeah,
I can just see you standing there waving your arm across all your wine going, I like that one.
Is that wrong?
All of them.
Not at all. Yeah.
And
it is your way to answer the question.
I'm ordering new shirts for my staff that might be available for people to purchase also.
Oh, cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That'll be a fun one.
Yeah. You also have like coolers and thermal cup things and all kinds of
you can
merch.
Take a picnic to go.
Yeah.
Those little cups that you brought us cocktails
the red
in last
with
time
the
you were
lids.
Here. I love that thing.
All the
Isn't
time.
Isn't that the cutest?
It works, but it works.
I have two of them all the time you use it. Yep.
Yeah.
You're right. Absolutely right.
Like awesome glass.
If you're going to get a service somewhere, you could take them with you, you know, with your pop in it.
Right. Yes. Your pop.
Mm-hmm.
Your pop.
Flavored water.
Right.
Yes.
So looking back.
Yes.
So let's look back for a second.
Sure.
You opened the bottle shop. It was the little store. Then you expanded into the next store. Now you're taking.
We added bar stools.
At first,
we didn't even have bar stools.
Right.
And then we had to upgrade it to 8 bar stools, which is all we can fit in.
Right.
For
and then you took over Tristan's Theater.
Yep. Thank you, Tristan.
Yes. And so looking back. I know that you're so proud of this whole thing.
I am.
And everybody is so proud of you.
Thank you.
Because it's a niche shop that you have stuck to what you do. You've stayed in your lane, not gone off and tried to do all these other things that dilute the original purpose of your retail store. So how are you feeling about 10 years?
I can't believe it's 10 years.
Yeah.
I can't. And then I look back and thank you for those words, because I get up every day and I do this. I see it, you know, and just like when you have company at your house, you see that, oh, shoot, I forgot that cobweb or I didn't do this or that. I see that. But I also appreciate the beautiful compliments. And that's what keeps me going, Nancy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the people that come in and say, oh, my God, you got this wine for me. I couldn't find it anywhere. It makes me happy when people say I was having a bad day and I came in and just wanted to chill out by myself, play on my phone, on my free Wi-Fi, and have a cocktail or a root beer.
Right.
You don't have to drink.
No, right.
You know, I like it that. You know, the other day, the library meets still at my shop after they did their renovations. When they were doing their renovations at the library, the book club started meeting at my shop because they needed a place. And they still, years later, still meet there.
Right.
That makes me happy.
Right.
On Tuesdays, we have a euchre club that came to me. Over a year, they've been playing.
Do they ever need players?
They do. The other day, they had 6 tables.
I have been playing euchre since I was able to know the difference in cards.
Wow.
That's an Indiana thing, I think.
So, Wisconsin, too.
Oh, my God.
So, euchre is every Tuesday from 2 to 4.
Oh, good. I'll take
And you'll recognize faces there. You know the person. You know, so I just love that these, you know, the Rotary Club still meets there. And the Galua ladies, you know, there's a lot of planning there. If you want to be a fly on the wall, no one know what's going on with Galua, you know.
Come in, have a glass of wine, shut up.
You know, I mean, some of the village alder people, you know, come, not they can't all meet, but, you know, sometimes they come in after a meeting.
Right.
And enjoy the live music or just the quiet place, you know,
right.
to play.
Well, it's a nice place to go. It's right there.
and it's
fairly easy parking.
Private, yeah.
Right, right.
Actually, it's really easy parking if you think
You know,
about
and now
it.
With the gaming machines, people can sit back there and they can hide because they don't need to be seen and don't need necessarily right. want to
well,
be
Well, that's
seen.
Just it. You're in a public place, but it's still private.
Yeah. Right.
You still feel like it's private.
Yep. We also have the theater that we've had Celebration of Life's in there. The Aww. Other day, I had a six-year-old birthday with, what is that singer? She's tall.
I don't
know. You know, she's very popular.
Around here?
No, she's famous. This is why.
Celine Dion?
No, no yeah. Who is Celine Dion?
Well, she's
That's
tall.
That's Taylor. Taylor.
Taylor Swift?
Yeah.
Oh.
So it was a look-alike. I'm sorry.
Goes to show what I know.
I'm not going to be a radio host. Your staff has got nothing to lose.
You know, she's tall.
Yeah, I was right
Taylor Swift? Okay.
So we had a birthday party right. for six-year-olds, and it was all decked out. They did a cute job.
That's an adorable
people,
idea.
So, again, they didn't want that at their house. The theater was perfect for that.
Yeah.
And so if you need a place to do that.
And you got the canine cleanup crew.
We do. We do. And we are dog friendly.
Yes. You've said that before.
Yeah.
I believe it to be true.
If I had a friendly dog, that would be great. Well, I do not.
You do.
But Sadie's okay. Friendly.
But I just think...
Sadie went to Country Thunder.
Oh, really?
Really?
Sadie went to Country Thunder overnight because my husband had to travel. So he took Rummy with Satan, you know. He took Satan
Started
with him.
So cute.
And I took Rummy to the campsite, and she loved it. She got petted like crazy. And
I bet.
I could bring her.
Yeah.
But I can't bring Rummy. He's evil.
So, not that I need to bring you back. But
no, you do.
Because you're going to cut me off because our time's going to be over.
No, I got plenty of time.
In a minute. So
We're connected.
We're connected. I just think that it's amazing how the shop has evolved.
Right.
You know, and now something's, you know, muddling in the back of my head now to convert a different room to something else. So
well,
stay tuned.
That's part of the cool thing of the shop is you constantly are moving forward. Constantly new ideas and
right.
changes and
right.
all positive. Nothing has been bad.
No. And I have four addresses,
cool.
so I have some room to play with.
Get along with your neighbors okay?
I do.
That's good.
I do.
Who doesn't get along with Beth?
Two ex-husbands.
Okay, well, whatever. We don't,
at this point, they don't count.
We don't get along with them either, so. Yeah, it's been amazing to watch you grow.
Thank you.
In 10 years. And it's the best example of a locally owned business growing at the correct speed, not overstepping your bounds, not taking on too much, right? I mean,
right.
And then, you know, it's not bad to do something. And then, like you said, well, now I've got this idea churning about changing this room into something else. And, you know, it's not bad to do that for a while, but then have it in the back of your mind. Okay, well, when that runs its course, I mean, you don't have to do everything for the entire time.
No.
And you've seen that, and you've made the changes that you know you need to make and at the right times. And that's another thing about running a successful business.
And developing a great reputation.
Exactly.
Because you have no issues there.
Right.
It's always a nice, friendly place to go.
Right.
Thank you. We appreciate that. We try.
So do we.
Mm-hmm. We try. And, you know, my staff is amazing. I don't have turnover.
Right.
Which is great. And so customers like coming in and seeing the same people.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't have to say, like a good bar, what you are drinking.
Right.
They just
right.
remember.
Right.
What I think is funny is all of us have a different way of making a brandy old fashioned.
Yeah.
And they are all so different, but yet they end up similar. And I won the Wee Whiskey Fest contest.
Oh,
with
right.
my Keep It Simple, my brandy, my old fashioned kiss.
Right.
I won it, which is
awesome.
Amazing.
That
but
is amazing.
The other girls make the old fashions different.
Right.
They're still delicious, but people are like, no, I want Jenny to make it. Or I like it
right.
the way Keegan makes it. Or I like it the way Beth makes it.
Yeah, they have a taste for it.
Isn't you know, Philip Sassano, the design coach, he will say that about cocktails, right? So he has a bar and just has all of these custom mixes that you should not be making those drinks the same way as the or exactly as the recipe. There is always room for a personalization or a customization
yeah.
or
right.
whatever to whatever drink you're doing
yep.
according to what you like. And then when you share it, you find, oh, other people like that too. And so that, but it's always, again, always changing and
yeah.
always evolving.
And we keep coming up with new cocktail mixes. Mm-hmm. Like currently for the summer, we're doing 8 spiked lemonade flavors.
Nice.
Isn't that crazy?
Yes. Can you name them?
Sure. So the raspberry, the blueberry, the lychee, fig. What else? Strawberry, traditional.
Uh-huh. Lavender, cherry.
Not lavender. Mm-hmm. Raspberry and prickly pear.
Prickly pear. Now go back to the lychee. Is that what you said? What is that?
So it's a Japanese vodka. Oh. So lychee is a fruit.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. Ooh. Mm-hmm.
Very soft.
We have
floral.
To try that too.
I know. We're floral. Never going to leave. That's going to be like, okay, we're celebrating 11 years now. You can go.
The nice thing is you can stagger right around to the corner of the police department and get a ride home.
Right. We can do safe ride. We're in the tavern league.
Oh,
that's
God.
Right. You can do that too.
No, but honestly, we are very proud of you.
Thank you.
And we celebrate with you because it is a big deal in downtown Lake Geneva to have a business for 10 years or longer. And I know that a lot of the, you know, the original guys are definitely there forever. But so many of those storefronts have turned over that it's a huge accomplishment.
Thank you.
We're very proud to have you in Lake Geneva as well.
People have asked me to open up shops in other places.
Have you thought about that? You're a chain. You could be a franchise.
Sure, I thought about it and it went in the suggestion box.
Oh, did it? The
Is
round
it still
one?
There?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
but that's another good decision because you talk about now you're spreading yourself too thin.
Yeah. And I don't think that, and I was offered a really good opportunity in a neighboring county and that I could have done. And I've looked at 2 different opportunities like that. But people say, I don't want to be spread thin.
Right.
You know?
Well, and you look like you're really happy where you're at and you're, again, constantly evolving. Why
99.9%
of the
time?
Why wreck a working recipe?
Right, right.
And
well,
the fact
we all got
is,
bad days. That happens.
The fact is, too, is you lose a little bit of control over both of them. And not just that, but you also lose a little bit of control over your personal life.
Right.
Because now you're committed to 2 different locations and you have to split your time between there. And there's no possible way you can just take half your time at one and half your time at the other. Your time increases at one and lower. And so It's a wise decision. So many people branch out and they shouldn't.
Right.
You know, they should just do what they do and do it really, really well.
Keep it small and controlled.
Right.
Don't overdo it with anything.
Right. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Well, don't leave.
No. Not yet. Not yet. Not yet. You know.
She's going
to
be.
Because it is a decade birthday. So, you know, it's getting closer to that time.
No.
That we get that bonus check.
No.
You're only 10.
I know.
Have some fun. Think about it at 20 or 30.
But is this, honestly, don't you see yourself doing that? Like, you don't really see the end, do you? Because
no,
you're having too much fun.
No, I love what I do.
Yeah, it's and not like, a job for you.
And like Tom and I were talking before we went on the air, what, you don't, just because you retire doesn't mean you are done working.
Right.
Oh, God,
and
no.
Right.
If I'm working, I want to be paid.
True.
Not that I'm paid, but I like seeing the people.
Right.
Do you know how many friendships we've developed?
I can't imagine.
And we've started this interview series on our Facebook page with my social media guy that we're interviewing customers.
Good.
And it has been so much fun.
Yeah.
And so we get about 3 a month on our Facebook and Instagram. And that's been really fun.
That's cool.
If you enjoy what you're doing, you're not working.
No, I agree.
You know, and when people say, oh, I thought you retired, I didn't retire. I'm not doing that anymore.
Right.
You know, I'm doing the things I love to do like you're doing.
Right. Tom is the least retired person I've ever met.
Right.
He is not.
I don't plan on stopping.
No.
I've seen people stop working and they sit down and
that's
it's
it.
Done.
And
I don't
done.
Want that.
No.
I think it shortens your life.
I really do.
My
too.
Goal is to break the state of Wisconsin through retirement. Because they got to keep paying me as long as I'm alive. And I plan to go to my grave all used up. I'm going to enjoy it. Might as well. You know,
That's
I behaved myself for a long time.
Not really.
Oh, God.
So now I'm having fun.
Howard's
good
retired.
Clean fun, by the way.
Yeah.
Good clean fun.
Howard's retired. And he is enjoying retirement life. He golfs a lot.
Right.
That's perfect.
Yeah. And that's what he should be doing. But, you know, I like to be home for dinner, too.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. So the decade party at the Bottle Shop, it's August 22nd and 23rd. It's a Friday and Saturday. Mike Mason is actually going to broadcast live for a couple hours both days. And you've got so many things to do. Are you going to have this website or this schedule
It'll
posted?
Be on our website,
okay.
thebottleshoplakegeneva.com.
Yeah, so go there and see, but quite frankly, just go and plan on spending several hours and doing something of everything, a little bit of everything. Wine right. sampling, of course.
Get like, in a wine glass
right,
race.
That goes without
the wine
saying.
Glass, right. Bingo.
You can
play
get,
the games.
Do that without getting in trouble.
And the thing is that the proceeds go to Savage Support, which is a breast cancer charitable organization that helps women and men get through the process of healing. And so this is, and it's a local small charity, which is doing great, big, huge things. And so we're glad to support that.
We are too.
Yeah.
Won't it be fun?
Yeah.
It's going to be a blast.
I
can't wait.
Have a good time.
Yeah. I'm glad that I don't have, I'm not doing their, because I don't have to work, so I can do whatever I want.
Right.
Yeah, so we can let Mike do all of the work, and we'll just sit at the bar.
He might need a supervisor.
Yes, he should.
Oh, we got Kara.
Well, Kara, his
we
wife will come
well,
with
if
him.
We sit at the bar too long, we probably might not be the best supervisor.
Right.
But I'm willing to try.
Right.
Well, I just invite everybody to come and
yes.
have a good time.
Yeah.
If you haven't seen us before, which people do come by and say, we've driven by 1,000 times and we've never been in, which amazes me and just makes me happy. And
yeah. People stop in.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You greet it with
in.
A smile.
Mm-hmm.
It's fun.
Mm-hmm.
It's fun. Well, happy birthday, Bottle Shop. And happy birthday to you as
yes.
well
Thank
that
you.
Weekend.
Happy
what
birthday.
A cool birthday party you're having for
Thank
yourself.
You.
I love it.
I
and
love it.
Go to the website. Find out all the details at thebottleshoplakegeneva.com. August 22nd and 23rd, hit the party. Don't miss it.
Don't miss it.
Thanks, Beth.
Cheers.
We'll talk to you soon.
I love it. Thank you. I appreciate you both. And all of the listeners.
Yeah, they're the best.
They
yeah.
are the
they
best.
Really are.
Yeah.
We know they are. They absolutely are.
Well, and I actually started advertising with you guys fairly early.
Yeah. Yeah, you have been with us for
That's
a while.
That's part of your success, I'm sure.
I think so, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, you know, people say word of mouth. We have the biggest mouths ever.
That is true.
So yeah, inside the office and outside the office.
Yeah,
so
I've heard that before.
Right, right. Anyway, funny. So we will be right back after this on Lake 96.1.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
Stop it.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Stop right there.
Stop! Stop it!
Just stop. Just stop talking.
Welcome back to Life Matters. You know, I should have, I talked a little bit about Country Thunder in the beginning of the mm-hmm. show, in the open. And for Just Stop, that is a very good place to start. They did go cashless this year.
Right.
And I 100% understand why you would try that. The, you know, safety, whatever, theft. I mean, I'm sure that they contract out a lot of those employees. They're temps. They don't really know, you know, so it's easier to track and collect it, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
However, it was not convenient. And I my instinct would be that they did not sell as much beer because of it.
I would imagine.
Yeah, because when you pay cash and it's, you know, let's like you said in the beginning of the show, and it's $8 a beer, you get two, you hand them 20, walk away.
Right.
Right? They keep
yeah.
the tip, whatever. Well, that's not, you know, you get this one, you got to put your card in, you got to wait for it to connect. You got to, I mean, remember the old fax when you're me. I mean, that's
right.
how slow some of it was sometimes. So I think they should not do that.
They should stop.
They should just stop.
I agree.
But I understand trying it because there are super great advantages to it. I get it. I understand trying it. But I don't think that I will be interested to see if they continue it next year.
Yeah. I think about that beer vendor handing you a beer and you're grabbing the beer with a 10 in your fingers. You take your beer and you drink and you're done.
Walk away.
Yep. Yep. You're not signing, you're not clicking, you're not doing nothing. So,
right. So yeah. I don't know. Maybe it was a little bit of inventory control because that makes sense. You know, you have to touch how, you know, you have to tell it how many beers were on there to get it to total. So, I mean, I see a lot of advantages for the business.
Mm-hmm.
I honestly do. But.
Big disadvantages for the customer. And that's
rough.
Where the money's coming from.
It was rough. So we'll see. We'll see. Maybe something will get better.
Hopefully.
And if they continue to do it. But yeah, we'll see. So anyway, yeah, the heat can just stop. Thank you very much.
Oh, God.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
I mean.
Got a lot of work done in the garage.
Well, your garage is what? The Taj garage? How cold is it in the Taj garage?
It's 68 degrees. Which is great until you walk outside.
Hmm. Yeah, that's
but the house is cool.
That's like a culture shock. Yeah. That's not just...
Well, it certainly was Wednesday and Thursday, but I got a lot of work done, so
wow.
That was nice.
I have one more just stop. We've touched on this. We've touched on this before with the WNBA. So the WNBA has obviously gained momentum and popularity.
Absolutely.
Because of one person, potentially could have been because of two people, but that second person decided to go down the path of darkness instead of down the path of promoting your team and positive vibes, yeah, and all those kinds of things.
But I think that brought them a lot of new customers also.
Of course.
People want to see that.
People love the rivalry.
Right.
You know, but, you know, I believe that Angel Reese, she plays for the Chicago Sky now, could be an absolute superstar.
Mm-hmm.
But she's got to get that chip off her shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
She has to. Last week when I pulled this article, she was one technical foul away from a suspension.
I'm surprised she wasn't suspended already.
She had 7 technical fouls in her first 22 games of the season.
Wow.
So another one would have put, and I don't know because I didn't keep track. I sent this to myself last week and then I didn't go update it. But she picked up her 7th technical foul last Tuesday in the first quarter of a blowout loss to the Lynx. So it was, she got the technical because she was just, she got a foul, regular normal foul.
She's a bully.
And on an off-camera interaction with the referees, they moved it to a technical foul.
Yeah. It's because she's a bully.
Right. And that's sad because...
It is.
I don't believe, given the additional revenue that the WNBA has taken in over the last couple of years with the... a couple of these superstars, mm-hmm, you know, again, you've got Caitlin Clark, you've also got Sophie Cunningham on that same team who has sort of stepped in and been becoming,
she's become,
all of the sudden.
Yeah. She's a moneymaker just on her own. She's got a lot of popularity.
Heck yeah. And so, you know, but I just think that Angel, come on, girl, you can do better. Like, you know, it just, you got to do better. However, I don't disagree with them that they're underpaid.
No, I don't either. And I've noticed that that's kind of a thing that's trending now.
Mm-hmm.
They're wearing,
well, their contracts are, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Hey, it's what we deserve.
I'm not sure that wearing those t-shirts and things like that is the most professional way to negotiate your contract and to, you know, to bring that to the public's light. Because honestly, it's none of the public's business. Like, the public cannot do anything about it. We could write letters. We could do all kinds of stuff. And there's nothing we can do about it. It has to do with the WNBA management and the income. However, you know, the income at the game, selling tickets, merch, on advertising has all gone up incredibly over the last couple years.
Oh yeah.
And definitely. So,
and it's because of them.
Yeah. And it's because of all the team. I mean, everybody plays, right? And everybody should not, and this whole fighting thing and the bullying thing and all that, you just all need to be glad that we're all watching now because of these.
Yes.
And get together as not only just on your team but as a organization and take advantage, mm-hmm, of the visibility you have right now.
Right.
And keep it.
Right.
But in a positive way. So
yeah. I think we've gotten so used to the public outcry changing things,
mm-hmm,
that is always the way to go.
And does it really change things?
No. I mean, it has and it hasn't.
I mean, protests.
Should it?
Haven't,
no,
really changed
it shouldn't.
Anything.
It's still a business.
Right.
The owners got to make their money. The
right.
Players got to make their money. They need to come to an agreement.
Right.
You know,
but I don't disagree that they probably deserve raises, you know,
absolutely,
in consideration of the increase in income, right, that those players,
well,
have brought.
If
so
you compare other athletes around.
Oh, my gosh.
And just keep it in America. You know what they're making in the NFL, in the NBA, in the Major League Baseball and all,
right,
that. They're making crazy, stupid money. These,
yes,
ladies are doing the exact same thing.
Right.
They should be being paid accordingly.
Right. Right. Well. Yeah. I mean, but you also have to have the sales teams to go out to get the advertising.
Right.
So, and because that's the bulk of their income.
Yes.
So if you, so you, but more visibility should make those salespeople's jobs easier. So, I mean, it's not exactly going hand in hand with the pay increases, and that is wrong. Just like you said, that is wrong.
And you can't compare what they're making to, you know, guys in the NBA. It's a totally different scale of income. But if the WNBA is making more money because of what they're doing, they should be reaping some of those benefits also.
Right. And for my last just stop, I do not believe that those NBA players should be making anything close to that amount of money for playing a stupid game. And when you can't stand at the line and shoot a free throw every single time, it's the same shot every single time in every city you play in, every single time it's the same damn shot. And if you can't make that shot, you shouldn't be making that money.
I totally agree with you.
I don't care.
Well, look at some of the for me, it's the NFL. Those guys are making big time money and you can't catch a ball.
Right.
You miss blocks. You miss tackles.
Right.
Are you kidding me?
Right.
So Coach Clifford would have ran me all around the field.
Right.
All day long.
Right. So
and he did.
We'll go on with just stop with some of that stuff. We'll see how it plays out, this whole WNBA thing, and update you next week. But anyway, we got more music coming up right here on Lake 96.1. Thanks for listening to Life Matters.